Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is paid for by Riverview Homes. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
You know, this is the type of program that I cannot wait to dig into, because when business is doing well in the home industry, that means the economy is doing well. And when they've been around for more than one generation, that's spectacular news. And it's all of the above for Riverview Homes, Inc. And they are here. John Finale, Vice President, second generation. Amber Harbinger, she's here, and Mark Adams. They are two top salespeople that are going to tell you exactly everything that you need to know about this company and why you should be considering them. They are the builder of factory-built housing, modular, and manufactured homes exclusively. John's going to tell you how the journey began in 1970, over 30,000 homes sold and erected as far as their customer land base is concerned. 50 employees. They've got six giant sales centers. They deliver and set both modular and manufactured homes regularly. How about this? 20 counties of Western Pennsylvania, and they're licensed for modular homes in Ohio and both modular and manufactured homes in West Virginia. Six locations throughout Western Pennsylvania: Butler, Route 8, Prospect, Pennsylvania, Route 422, Vandergriff, Route 66, New Alexandria, Route 22, Greensburg, Route 19, and Carmichael's, of course, Pennsylvania on Route 21. And by the way, RiverviewHomesInc.com if you want to find out more. John, it's great to have you here tonight. So let's go back. Your father's selling cars, and my uncle did that, and I know how tough that can be to etch out a living. And funny thing, on the way of selling a car, he decided to get into this business, and boy, I'll tell you, he really hit a sweet spot, didn't he?
He did, Rob. They were selling cars and doing fairly well at it, used cars. And as I understand it, there were a couple of competitors maybe in the manufactured home business at that time. And my dad and his partner, a fellow by the name of Jack Rehack, decided that maybe they ought to dabble in that a little bit. And Dad tells the story that after the first couple of homes, they weren't interested in cars anymore. A little more satisfying, you could build the dream for a customer and have them have a place to go home to at the end of the day. So
yeah, and if you want a home complete with cabinetry, carpets, kitchens, and bath, that sounds just like my cup of tea. That's why you need to think about Riverview Homes, Inc. Very quickly, before we take a break and come back and dive into why people need to consider them, and we'll talk to Amber and Mark, talk to me a little bit about manufactured and modular homes. I know exactly what you're talking about, but I want the audience to understand, too, and why this is such a great value, great opportunity. And if you like the fresh smell or anything that's new, you really want to consider what they're doing.
Well, Rob, it's basically two totally different products. The manufactured homes, as they're called, are built to the federal HUD code. That's really the difference between the two products, is the code that it's built to. The manufactured homes are built to a federal HUD code. They can go on leased property or property owned by the end user. Similar to an automobile, they are titled in the state of Pennsylvania. So those homes will actually get a title for your ownership. The modulars are basically the same as site-built. They're built to the same code as site-built in Pennsylvania, which just changed to the IRC 2015 in January for site-built homes. So they're built to the same code. They would get the same traditional financing as site-built homes. They would require private property and obviously a full foundation.
All right, now this is another aspect of why I love what you do. You're family-owned and operated. In my opinion, and I've been in this business 40 years, when it's family-owned and operated, that's pretty special, and that must make you feel really good what you've been able to carry on, what your dad and his partner started.
It is. We actually are kind of lucky too. It's kind of a neat thing. My oldest daughter is now in the business, so we're actually three generations deep. My dad is semi-retired, officially retired, but still continues to come in regularly, as Mark and Amber can attest to. So it's kind of nice to have that level of expertise that goes three generations deep. That, you know, sometimes it's difficult, but it's nice to be able to go back to the well and say, "Hey, Dad, you know, we've got this going on. What do you think?" And it's a pretty cool thing.
These really are spectacular, aren't they? I mean, I've walked through these things before, and I've seen them. And unless you actually kick the tires and take a look at them, it's kind of hard for the consumer to understand. But this is some really special stuff, John, what you're doing.
It is. Everything's built in a factory. We used to have a significant price advantage. That's not totally the case anymore. The materials, you know, cost the same for everybody. We have a fairly significant time advantage at this point in time. But the biggest, in my opinion at least, the biggest advantage we have is the quality. Everything is built in a factory. It's never wet. It's always dry. It's very time, I guess, what I want to say, it's quick. It's quick and convenient.
Right.
The product's not sitting out in the weather for 6 months while it's being completed. And when it gets to the customer, our customer at the end, it's complete and ready to go. So it's you know, complete, as you mentioned earlier, cabinetry, carpets, you know, sometimes right down to the mini blinds and the draperies.
I mean, it's really, it's like you show up and you're there. I mean, you're not doing any painting and hanging curtains and all the stuff that goes with it and laying carpet. It's pretty cool stuff. Now, 50 experts in every aspect of factory-built housing and set crew experience, and their two foremen have over 70 years of combined experience. So we're going to put them to the test, Amber and Mark, and they're going to give you their great sales pitch. And believe me, it's one worth that you're going to stick around and hear. And we're going to be talking to John as well throughout the hour. So please stay with us. Just underway this hour, Pittsburgh Works. We're nailing down all about Riverview Homes, Inc. And if you want to find out more about who they are and what they do, and if you want to contact them, RiverviewHomesInc.com. We'll be back.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
All right, RiverviewHomesInc.com to find out more. John Finale, introduce Amber first, and then I will step up to the microphone. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Rob, Amber's been with us since 2014. She's actually been one of our top five salespeople since 2015, and we're real glad to have her on board. This year, Mark edged her out ever so slightly for the top salesperson award, but Amber tells me that she's going to get him next year. So, Amber Harbarger from our Carmichael's location.
All right, so tell me, how in the world would you end up selling homes and loving every minute of it? How'd this whole thing start for you? And what was it that piqued your interest about Riverview Homes, Inc.?
Well, Rob, I previously worked in healthcare at West Virginia University for 7 years, so I wasn't quite sure if working in home sales was going to be the career for me. It wasn't that I didn't think I'd be successful. I was more concerned about the position serving as a fulfilling purpose in my life, where it was not only rewarding for myself, but more so for others. I spent about 6 months trying to figure out how selling homes could ever be fulfilling. Then one day, it just hit me. Owning your own home is the American dream. When you have a home, you don't think about the people who, when you have a home, you don't think about the people who do have a home, who don't have a home. If you've never lost everything you own to a house fire, you probably don't value a home the same as the person who just lost everything. If someone gave you a house, you might not appreciate it as much as the person who spent the past 10 years savings, 5 years looking for land, or 3 years rebuilding their credit just so they can get started. Life is a journey which is different for everyone, but at the end of the day, everyone just wants to go home. Being part of Riverview Sales Team has been a truly rewarding experience.
I say that just about every day. I just want to go home. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing like going home after a long day. I've clicked my heels three times every night and say there's no place like Riverview Homes, ladies and gentlemen. Before I ask you about why so many people jump in and want to be a part of who you are, I got to get back to you, John. You know, she kind of plucked at the heartstrings a little bit, and I've often said, if your kids have a warm bed to sleep in, they got a roof over their head and some food in the refrigerator, and the gas is on in the winter and the air conditioning's on in the summer, life's pretty good. You understand the significance of what you're doing every day, giving people that opportunity to be homeowners. It's got to be a special feeling for you.
It is, and our employees take it fairly seriously as well.
Right.
We like to think that we have quite a few experts in the field, people that can help folks get into that end position, which is what you said, clicking your heels and coming home at night.
Right.
To build a new home today, it's not as simple as it sounds. I mean, there's financing, there's codes, there's building code officers, all kinds of steps. And the one thing that I'm very proud of with our company at Riverview is that I like to think we have experts in every one of those areas. Our salespeople, such as Mark and Amber, will actually walk folks through most of those processes from the beginning to the end, which I think kind of sets us a little bit apart. We kind of will walk folks through those steps, get them from point A to point B, not always as quickly as they'd like, but in often cases, it's quicker than some other folks could help them get to that end, the end game, which is a home to come home to.
Yeah, and you guys will help with the financing and head them in the right direction and get them up and running, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Amber, so why is it? And obviously, just John kind of painting that beautiful picture to begin the broadcast, but why do you think so many people come to you and choose Riverview Homes?
Well, Rob, I think people buy homes for many different reasons, so I'm sure each of my customers have different reasons they purchased their home for me. However, the truth is, home sales is not a one-woman or one-man job. It takes our entire Riverview team to make it happen. Anyone can walk out the door and sell a home, but it's what comes after that that builds the confidence to continue the journey. Having confidence in my team gives me the ability to remain confident in knowing my customers will be satisfied with their new home purchase. I take pride in doing my job well and appreciate the opportunity to work with many new customers in the future.
Why can't I speak that good? I mean, you know, I've been in this business 40 years. She nailed it right there.
I don't think you're as prepared.
No, I'm not. I'm not. That's right. I didn't get the memo, but I got enough of them from you, I got to tell you. All right. Mark, let's talk about you and this journey, how it began. Go ahead.
Well, it started on a chance meeting. I actually was driving down the road and came in for an interview. Saw the
really?
Interview
just
sign.
Like that.
Yeah. And his father, John's father, Sam, actually sat down with me. We had a general conversation that didn't detail selling homes. It talked about football. We talked about football for about an hour and a half. At the end of that hour and a half, he thought, this might be the position for you. And we talked about where and when and some of those things. And as a result of it, here we are, here we sit today.
So you obviously find it as rewarding as the rest of the crew here because of the end game, getting somebody into a home.
The appealing factor is from beginning to end, you're able to watch someone's dream come true.
Right.
And that to me is rewarding. It's also the challenge of it. I love the challenge of selling homes. I love the finishing, getting the banks to approve the loans and watching the process take place from the moment that we start putting the home together on paper to the time that it's put in place on the foundation.
So why do you think so many people come to you? And obviously, numbers don't lie. You guys are pretty successful at what you do. Product's one thing, but I think customer relationships are everything. So go ahead.
With me, I just think it's just two-part. It's honesty and just personality. I just think that I'm a people person just to begin with. So I love talking. I love a good conversation, so I'm able to talk about a whole lot of things. For me, I think buying off of me, they see honesty. They're able to sit down and not just become friends, but it's almost like a family type of situation. So we're able to talk about a whole lot of things. I like to be all things to those people while they're purchasing and watch them through this process closely and monitor it. And they're able to come to me in times, because there's a lot of those times that we're dealing with these customers that it's a stagnated period. So when we're dealing with banks and the process of getting the house built. So, those times, just conversations after conversations, and it becomes word of mouth then. I have several customers this year, as a matter of fact, that it's just a word of mouth from them to someone else. So.
All right, I want to talk about the customer base, something you mentioned during the break. I said, boy, a lot of people my age are going this route because of the maintenance factor and being able to get it done in one fell swoop and be able to move in and have everything that you want. You can pick it all, the color schemes out and everything before you actually decide to sign on the dotted line. But you said to me it's wide range. I mean, you got millennials, you've got baby boomers, you got everybody, John.
We do, Rob. We've tried to pinpoint that a little bit over the years, and it's really difficult. And I'm sure Mark and Amber could attest to it. But, you know, we have young folks just starting out looking for a starter home, keeping it as low cost as possible. We've got baby boomers, so to speak, that are downsizing, you know, trying to get into something smaller, more manageable. People wanting to get on one floor from the old, you know, row house or what have you with steps. And it's really all over. And then you had mentioned during the break as well, the diversity of the product. I mean, our primary business is ranch homes, but on the modular side, we're doing two stories. We're doing capes, log-sided stuff, pine interiors, cedar and pine interiors, just really the gamut. So we really do attract folks from everywhere, really.
You know, when you think about the availability of the different styles, did you ever think in your wildest dreams, and I know your dad never did, that there'd be such a wide range of variety, John?
No, and the industry just keeps, I mean, they actually keep surprising all of us. I mean, it changes literally daily. There's always new features and new products going, and it just keeps growing.
All right, listen, we were going to come back after a break, and we're going to give you a chance to hear about financing and how they can really make that easy for you as well. And Mark and Amber and John are going to be here until 8 o'clock. But I highly urge you, if you have any questions and you want to pick up the phone and talk to them directly, simply call or go to RiverviewHomesInc.com. That's RiverviewHomesInc.com. And we'll come back with more Pittsburgh Works on a Tuesday night edition of Rob Pratt Tuesday on KDKA Radio. Stay with us.
The following is paid for by Riverview Homes.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
You know, we're going to continue to tell you why you need to think Riverview Homes, Inc. in your future. But I really want to just talk about the whole idea of being a homeowner and why it's so important and how they can save you time. They can get the financing done. They've got your reputation to prove it. We're going to give you all the information that you need when it comes to hours, locations, things of that nature. But again, RiverviewHomesInc.com. You know, John, one of the things I love talking about are success stories. And I'm sure you've been in the business long enough to where you've seen families go in young, the family continues to grow, and obviously that next generation. You can't say enough about the feeling of giving someone that opportunity to be a homeowner. And I mentioned to you about, you know, being a homeowner during the break as opposed to renting. And the great thing about this is the fact that if you want to buy a home and know that you're getting a great product that's going to be brand spanking new, all of the bells and whistles, you're going to be able to move in and you're going to be able to live in it as opposed to fixing it up or repairing it constantly. And the price tag is really a great price for all. This is the way to go, especially someone a little older like me who's been renting for a long time and has that fear of, okay, if I buy a home, how much am I going to have to put into it? A couple of more years, I'm going to have to get a new roof. I'm going to have to get a new furnace. So I'm going to be robbing Peter to save Paul. This is a perfect blueprint for somebody who wants to get in and just enjoy living in their home.
That's true. The product itself is actually a very high quality. You know, it's built in a manufacturing facility with lots of quality control processes in place throughout the build of the home. So that home gets signed off by numerous times throughout the production of it. So as far as the quality itself, it's a pretty high quality piece. I tell folks all the time, you know, we haul our homes down the road 70 miles an hour and they're whole when they get there. And, you know, a lot of site-built homes, you know, you get a 70 mile an hour wind through a plan and everybody's siding and shingles is in the neighbor's yard. So we do build a pretty decent product. As far as your comment on maintenance and stuff like that, I mean, it's just like any other home. There would be some minor maintenance, but it's everything's new. Everything's got a warranty. Everything is picked out by you, you know, through the build process. So you kind of get exactly what you'd want, maybe nothing more, maybe nothing less as far as size and that type of thing. So we can really customize it to exactly what you want.
All right. Who wants to talk about the time factor? You do that because everybody's got that, you know, instant gratification. And I'm one of those, Mark. I want it done yesterday. But this is about as close as it gets. You get the land, you pick it out, you get it, you're in, and you're up and running. Other than maybe, you know, putting a few of the things, those amenities away and some clothes in the cupboard and some linens away, you're ready to go. So talk about the time factor, if you can, please.
Well, it can be determined by several factors. First of all, you have to take a look at the home the customer is purchasing, what banks they're choosing, what lenders they're going through, things like that. We have our own financing here, which is Gold Coast financing. You know, it's one of the it's run from our corporate office in Vandergrift. But the time constraints can be consisted of depending on what the customer is actually buying, whether it's a single wide to a chalet, two-story, those types of things, and the manufacturer they're actually going through. Our owner said, John, we deal with several different manufacturers. So that timing can be based on, where that manufacturer's out at. So they'll call us in different times and tell us, how far they're out. But as a salesperson, I have to inform that customer that this is a process, that they need to be able to be patient through this process. And as a salesperson, I have to be able to help them and guide them through that process. That's very vital to getting these houses planted in, on that property and finished up, because they're going to get frustrated. You can get frustrated. Like you said, people are looking for that instant gratification, but these will take several months to go through. So I think it's something where they need to know coming straight in when they walk in, when we sit down, we have that initial meeting, that this is, you have to be, the time is a factor and we need to be considerate of what we're doing. So if you walk in May, don't expect a chalet in June. Understand that you're several months out.
Wouldn't you agree, though, this is a whole lot less stressful than the typical 3 to 6 month build that people go through? I mean, I've talked to people on both ends, and they seem to be a lot happier with the process as far as the time factor dealing with what you guys do.
Oh, most definitely. There's no other way to go. This versus stick built, my goodness, you're dealing with one contractor versus several contractors, where things get muddy in time, where it could take you 12, to 18 months to get permits and build that type of way. Everything, like our owner said, is built. It's built a confined situation indoors, brought to a location. Everything's finished by our crews, and it's a very short period of time.
Talk about that a little bit, John, from your experience. You have to agree with Mark on that.
I do. Our average build time, as Mark said, there's lots of different variations, but it's interesting. Normally, we allow our customers to do all the site work. We can help them with that process and provide contractors that do that type of work. But it's interesting. We'll get a build date from a factory, whether it's maybe 8 to 12 weeks out, and these guys will laugh, but we don't ever get it totally right. Oftentimes, our house is sitting at our sales center waiting for the site work to be completed, and then you've got another customer whose site work is completed, and they're waiting for our house to get there from the factory. But as a whole, by using the factory-built methodology, we usually can shave possibly 2 to 3 months off of that, just the build process alone. And the financing and all that, it's the same no matter which route you go. Banks are banks, so you've got to go through that process. If you're looking for ground, you have the same issues. But once we get ready to actually physically start, that's where we pick up the time.
All right, Mark, give us your phone number. They can get a hold of you directly. We'll do the same with Amber. We're going to jump out for a break. We'll come back, hit on financing a little bit, finish on this whole reputation issue too as well, and something, John, very proud of. Building, much more important than the manufacturer in the business, and over 45 years of doing the same thing, over 30,000 satisfied homeowners, and they use very few subcontractors. Almost everyone who touches your home is an employee of Riverview, which is a spectacular thing to think about. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm at the Greensburg lot. Our location is on Route 119 in Greensburg. The phone number is 724-834-3960.
Okay, Amber, your number.
724-966-5056.
Now, what about the hours there, John? People want to kind of stop in and see what you can do for them.
Sure. We're currently still working our winter hours, which is 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday 10 to 4. I think it's the week of the 25th. We'll go to a little later, 7 p.m. on Mondays and Thursdays. So we'll extend those hours a little bit more, heading more towards our summer hours. Saturdays are 10 to 4.
All right, sounds good. Now, listen, here's what we're going to be doing coming up for the rest of tonight. Once we bid fond farewell to these good folks, and hopefully you'll have a chance to think about what we've talked about and give them a call and check out what they do at RiverviewHomesInc.com. Next hour, we're going to be in open talk. Lots to get to as far as the president and also the exciting news about U.S. Steel kicking all that money into their Birmingham mill and also firing up two blast furnaces in St. Louis. We're going to be talking about that and how they're creating jobs and these tariffs and how for at least that company it was a good thing. And then coming up at 9 o'clock, I'm happy to welcome into studio my dear friends for decades, the Bob O'Connor Foundation, the late mayor's wife, Judy O'Connor, will be here, Councilman Corey O'Connor, Heidi O'Connor, Garth. And of course, we're going to be joined by Father Terry O'Connor, because coming up, it's the annual Bob O'Connor Foundation St. Patrick's Day party at the Sokol Club on Carson Street. And also, this is the first year for the Bob O'Connor Spirit Award. So we've got a busy night, but next hour, lots to dive into in the way of open talk. And obviously, this border wall funding, will it happen? And is a government shutdown going to be averted? We're going to discuss all of that coming up in the next hour. But we'll be right back with more with the folks from RiverviewHomesInc.com. Stay with us. This is Pittsburgh Works, Rob Pratt Tuesday Night, KDKA Radio.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
Hey, listen, before we say goodnight, I want to thank John, Amber, and Mark. And I'm a big fan of anybody who's in a family-owned business and anything that can give a person the opportunity to really live that lifelong dream of being a homeowner. It's a good thing, and especially the product that they sell. So, John, before we spend a little time with Amber and Mark, I want to thank you for coming in here tonight.
Well, thanks for having us. This is our second time coming, and so far we really enjoy it, and it's been good for us. So thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now, Amber, let's talk about financing. And you guys have your own mortgage broker company, Gold Coast Construction Loan. So fill me in on how people say, I'll take that one, and now I need to get the money. How do I go about it?
Well, Rob, we have programs established for many local lenders that match our construction process. You know, the customer can choose which bank they want to work with, whether it's Gold Coast, which is owned by the owners of Riverview Homes, or their local bank.
And why don't you elaborate a little bit on that, Mark, as far as having that really at your beck and call has got to be a big bonus for you guys.
Well, it's excellent either side, but that having that in-house is big, because now we're able to, as salespeople, you know, speak to that point person, which to us is either it's Debbie Vargo is my point person there with Gold Coast. So anytime I need to find out what's going on with the customer, how far along they are, or if they're not, you know, actually bringing in what they need, then I can get that information from Gold Coast. So.
Why don't you talk about this a little bit, John, about financing and having the ability with your own mortgage broking company?
Rob, one of the big advantages to our own company and also the other lenders that we use outside of our own company, our sales process allows the customer to be the general contractor for their site work, mm-hmm. which is somewhat unique. A lot of our competitors, they want to handle the process, you know, from digging the dirt, building the wall, setting the house, so on and so forth. We allow our customers, if they choose, if that's what they want to do, they can go out and get their own contractor to do that site work. They can get bids for their basements, bids for that excavation. So what that means is that we're not the general for the entire project. So what's convenient with our lenders is that we have in place now is they'll allow that customer to be their own general for that site work, and then we basically are the general from the seal plate up on the house itself when we set the house. So what it does is it allows customers to shop every part of that process and save some money at the end of the day.
Listen, just give me a ballpark, and then we're going to give everybody a chance to have some closing remarks. So what's usually the timeline? By the time somebody comes in and obviously, you know, maybe revisits a few times and finally decides, and if they have the land, what are we looking at here?
Usually a client will visit us probably 3 or 4 times minimum before they even begin to narrow down what they want, you know, as far as the house itself. Once we get started, you know, they narrow down a house, we get to finalize pricing on our end of it, so to speak, then we would submit that prints to them for getting their bids for the site work. Usually they've got a couple of weeks in getting that process completed with the contractors that are going to do the site work. While that's going on, we're working with the financing, usually, and that's a tough one, Rob, to be honest. It's anywhere from 1 to 3 months, depending on how qualified the customer is and how quickly they react to the request from the lender. But usually 1.5 to 2 months is probably...
That's pretty good.
We're well underway. We're pretty near a closing. And then we order the home from the factory. That's usually, and please don't hold me to this because it varies throughout the year, but usually 6 to 8 weeks is a ballpark good estimate there. While that's happening, the customer's getting the site work done. 6 to 8 weeks later, the house comes in, the site work's done, we deliver, roll it onto the foundation or the piers or whatever type of foundation system they're using. Usually we're out within a week to 10 days maximum, no matter what it is. And then the only thing left for the customer would be utility connections and stuff like that, that, you know, would be through the local utility contractors and so on and so forth.
So here's what I'm telling you. If you want to be in that place when the robins return from Florida and they park it in your backyard, you better get a hold of them tomorrow, okay? And go see what they have. RiverviewHomesInc.com. It's been a real honor to be here with these hardworking people tonight. So everybody gets a chance to summarize. And what would you tell people listening, Mark, on why they need your services? Go ahead. You're first.
First of all, most of the homes out there, you know, our house has come with a warranty, 10 years. The first year comes exclusively through us, and we have our own in-house service department. That's huge for customers that are purchasing on any level, whether it be a house, car, whatever. But that warranty, you know, helps them to, you know, that helps them make a decision on, you know, I don't have to worry about in the first year the furnace going out and nobody there to fix it, the roof going out, nobody's there to replace it.
Yeah.
So why you need us is because we have the best service department that's out there. Mm. And everything's in-house.
So, Amber, I'm sure you want to echo those sentiments, but add a few things. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Rob. In addition to what Mark said, I just want to tell my customers out there that, you know, I'm not trying to change their plans for something familiar or sell them something that they're not interested in. They should stop by, show me their vision at Riverview Homes in Carmichael's.
Good stuff. Okay, phone numbers real quick. Mark, you.
Again, 724-834-3960.
And you.
724-966-5056.
Good. I saved the last minute for you and me, boss. So let's talk about the honor, the opportunity, and what would you want to say to your customer base for doing business and hopefully some new people who are looking to possibly use your services?
Well, first of all, thank you to all the customers that have purchased from us in the past almost 50 years now. We are greatly appreciative of that honor of being able to build homes for so many folks in the Western PA area. Moving forward, you know, for our future customers, one of the things that sets us apart, you touched on it briefly earlier, we have 6 locations. We have about 90 model homes on display at all times. Those homes are furnished and decorated. They're unlocked. Folks can come in, introduce themselves, take a walk, and look at what all we have to offer. You know, we have homes with fireplaces and ceramic and laminate flooring and hardwood flooring and just about any amenity you can think of today. You know, a lot of our competitors ask folks to pick from a floor plan, and we're very fortunate with 90 models. That's not always necessary. So come on in, say hello, and make yourselves at home.
I got to believe your dad's pretty proud of you for what you're doing. Keep up the good work. John, great seeing you. Amber, Mark, ladies and gentlemen, it's RiverviewHomesInc.com. That's RiverviewHomesInc.com. Stay with us. News coming up next, and then we're going to the phones. Lots to get to on Rob Pratt Tuesday Night, KDKA Radio.
The preceding was paid for by Riverview Homes. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020, KDKA, does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.